with us are on news. I'm Keith Peters reporting a new interactive exhibit at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, Voices from the Front, uses artificial intelligence to let visitors hold virtual conversations with images of veterans.
This will allow people for the next 100 years to talk to World War II veterans and really have a real conversation.
Project participant, World War II veteran Theodore Britton Jr. says he's glad the mechanical devices are allowing him and other veterans to do what they won't be able to do in the future.
There are fewer and fewer World War II veterans and a lot of people who will never see one.
World War II veteran Olin Pickens says the project helps veterans tell their story.
I'm making history to see myself telling the story. I'm so proud that I'm here, that people can see me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden has announced a new investment in American-made semiconductor chips. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Biden administration has reached an agreement to provide Intel with up to $8.5 billion in direct funding and billions more in loans for computer chip plants.
And this historic funding will be used to build new semiconductor fab facilities and modernize and expand existing ones in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
It's a cash infusion, the government says, should help the U.S. boost its global share of advanced chip production from 0% to 20% by the end of the decade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional leaders are working to put a positive light on a $1.2 trillion spending package that lawmakers look to approve before funding expires at midnight Friday for several key government agencies. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 401 points. The Nasdaq rose 202. This is SRN News. The influence of religion in this country is fading.
That's what most Americans say. According to the latest poll from the Pew Research Center, 80% of the general population believes that the role of faith in public life is diminishing. And that's the highest percentage of people who think that since Pew started asking 22 years ago. The poll also reveals that a majority of respondents believe it is a bad thing that the influence of religion is on the wane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another religious conflict stirring in Israel in response to the question of whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should be required to serve in the military. Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef told reporters that if they force us to go into the army, we'll all go abroad. The forcefulness of this declaration is new, especially coming in the midst of a war, and Yosef is a spiritual advisor to the Shas party, an important partner in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition. SRN News. If America's going to the dogs, it just might be a French bulldog.
The American Kennel Club says Frenchies remain the United States' most commonly registered purebreds. Some say the new standings make the French bulldog the nation's most popular canine, although longtime fans worry over what popularity is doing to the breed. The rankings are derived from puppies and other dogs that were added to the AKC's registry last year. After Frenchies, the most common AKC breeds, Labrador and Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles. Rich Thomason reporting.
The school year in Afghanistan started, but without girls whom the Taliban barred from attending classes beyond the sixth grade, making it the only country with restrictions on female education. The UN Children's Agency says more than 1 million girls are affected by that ban. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.